Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Good evening, everybody. Well, once again, Friday rears its ugly head and
it's beautiful.
Draws on us like a summer curtain.
Wow, okay.
Is a summer curtain? I suppose it's lighter than a winter curtain.
I generally only use curtains in summer to keep that damn sun out. In the winter, it's quite welcoming.
As you can all see, my curtains are in a constant state of fully down.
Well, in being in Brisbane, this summer is not kind to us as far as the temperature is concerned. So
you don't know summer.
I've been other places than Brisbane, Gina.
I don't know if you know this, Gina, but there's a whole north of Queensland from Brisbane. I don't know if you're familiar
with it.
Well, welcome again, everybody. This is Glass of Wine. If you are unfamiliar with the show, we drink wine and then complain about things.
I That's think what
those,
we do.
Those two go hand in hand. They really do.
Forever and always.
You are hearing some voices, and those voices are largely regulars. To my right.
How's it going? It's Gina Schwartz.
To her right.
I don't know if I can ever forgive you for that, Gina. I'm Zane C. Weber. Forever going to relish being called a regular.
She has tainted. I'm sorry.
Called regular.
Oh well, you are you're a regular host.
I'm a, really? a regular
is,
Joe.
This is your gig.
Yeah.
You've never been called like
normal.
No, like you go to a coffee shop, regular or a something or a grocery.
I'd
or
love to have it usual.
See,
that would be nice. Yeah. It is satisfying.
I think I give off an intimidating aura?
Right.
An irregular aura?
Yes.
Irregular aura.
Yeah, an irregular aura. That's another voice. Yeah. I haven't heard that voice before.
We have a special guest.
It's
Harry George Wallace.
Oh, welcome. You say your middle name.
I do.
It's well, a
Zane
flex.
Said he had an initial, so I felt like I needed to go further.
On government forms, I use my middle name.
I think that's like the law, is it not?
Not if they don't ask. Wink, wink.
What?
Don't ask, don't tell is a big thing with the government.
Yeah, absolutely. No, if the government doesn't ask you a question, you don't volunteer that information, Gina.
But it says your full name.
Well, yeah.
You know, if you don't put your full name, you're lying.
If it doesn't specifically ask for your names, then I only ever put my first one down.
That's fair.
But if they ask for both names, then yeah.
What about your given names?
If it's given names,
yeah,
then I put both.
Yeah, okay.
But if it's just your name, Andrew, that's it.
Because we didn't.
Andrew, that's
we're not given our family name.
Yeah.
We are
inherited.
Oh, yeah.
That thing no, we are genetic. Bound by it.
Yeah.
Blood pact.
We usually, regularly, however, not this evening, have sponsor wine.
It's true.
Provided for us from our good friends at Good Pear Days. They have not supplied this week's beverage. Sorry, I did cut you off.
Been too long.
Gina wasn't even going to do it.
Oh,
it's been too long.
She forgot it.
Well,
I know
my
it.
Apology.
I know it.
Now Harry has been very kind and has brought along a spiced mead. We don't. I don't think I've ever. We've ever had spiced mead on the show before.
It's a different one. It's honey wine, so it's fermented honey, basically. Mm.
It smells like happiness.
That would be the cinnamon.
It does smell like cinnamon. It smells like Christmas to me.
Yeah.
It's definitely like warm Christmas. I mean, it's a Northern European drink.
Well, the serving suggestion is to have it heated. Not boiling, but hot like a mulled wine, just to bring out its
flavor.
It's,
you
know, yeah, it's aromas and such. So have a taste, everybody.
Okay.
They used to drop hot stones into it. Just a fun factoid.
Ah, okay.
Oh.
So do you have any Norse heritage?
Norse? No. Irish? So, I don't know. There might have been some invasions and raids among there, so it's a bit hard to actually place. Okay. But not as far as I'm aware.
Okay.
Has anyone done one of those...
I've always wanted to. But then someone was like, once you do it, the government can track you and know has your blood. And I was like, I don't know.
Oh, one of those 23andMe things.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'd love to.
Ancestry.com.
Well, the government doesn't have it. The business has it, but then the government can request it from them and they just give it to them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd really love to do mine because the family story runs that we are directly related to William Wallace's uncle.
Oh, that's so cool.
So, like, with the family played and everything.
So
I'd
you're
really like to
indirectly related to William Wallace.
Yeah, like once to the left, yeah.
Mm.
The funky uncle. But I would like to confirm that, whether that's true or not.
Well, like, my family is really bad with their history. And when I remember asking on many occasions, like, tell me what's up, what has been going on, what's our heritage? And they're just like, we're Australian. And then, unfortunately, someone died in my family recently. And we're going through photos and stuff. And I found out, I'm 24 years old, and this I only learned the other month, that my great uncle died in World War One or Two. And I was like, how did I not know this? You didn't happen to mention it to me once? Like, just once, by the way.
Yeah.
Like, you died in the war or just during the war?
I mean, he was
on the front lines.
I think, yeah, he went to war and he died. Okay. Yeah,
he was soldiering.
Yes, that's the technical term. Yes, doing the soldier things. Yeah, I found a picture of the gravestone and it said, you know, only so young. And I was like, what the fuck? Excuse me.
Wow.
They were like, oh yeah, he died. You didn't know that? I'm like, no. Because remember all the times I asked and you were like, nothing's ever happened to us.
No.
Yeah, particularly as, like, sorry. Was,
no, no.
As an Australian identity thing, that's interesting that they didn't state that because, like, we're quite militaristic as a country. We take a lot of pride in our soldiers, so it's...
My family is like a very...
Anzacs, yeah.
We're very closed lip and we don't talk about it unless you specifically ask, Dad, have you ever done cocaine? I've
that
never
was a
asked
very
him
specific
that.
So what you're saying to your father, who's been on the show a couple of times, probably listens.
We'll prepare a list of questions for the next episode.
Is Dad, have you ever done drugs? He'd be like, nah, not really.
But
then he'd be like, Dad, have you ever done cocaine? I was like, oh, well, now that you ask, yes.
But that's the kind of thing, yes. You get, if you ask like a non-specific, they'd say, no, not really. But if you ask, have you ever owned a German Shepherd? They're like, oh, well, you never asked me that. You know what I mean?
Well, that's a very different question to have you done drugs, Gina.
Is it?
Have you done drugs, Gina?
None of your business, Andy. And of course not.
Mum.
Yes. And I've never had sex before marriage either.
Yeah, I've been married every time.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of marriage.
What?
This spiced mead is a marriage of zesty lemon, cloves, nutmeg, and cinnamon, of course, which is what you're tasting as happiness.
This is some of the sweetest stuff I've ever had, but I don't hate it.
No, it's very pleasant. And the suggestion is to have it warmed up so you really get that hit. The cloves are what is what's hitting me.
Yeah.
Because my family is Polish.
Oh.
And one of the unfortunate home remedies for the flu is to take perfectly good wine, boil it, and then add in other spices and things to, you know, give you that, I don't know, uplifting, you know,
vitamins,
vitality and such. Whereas, you know, just having some orange juice or water would be quite welcome.
Don't drink boiled wine.
But having all those, you know, this smell used to fill the house whenever one of us had a cold. Just takes me back.
Get some wine up ya.
Yeah.
I had a Vietnam veteran swear that the cure to the common cold was to gargle whiskey.
Oh, yes.
Yep. Gargle and then drink, or just gargle?
He had a cold every day of his life for 20 years. Yeah.
Yeah. I just couldn't bring myself to ask.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, he was actually, and then proceeded to demonstrate, of course.
Yeah, right. Just like this, son.
Yeah, exactly. Did you do it five times?
That's all right. Let me try it again. Yeah.
You do it five times, it'll cure anything.
I think you were looking away that time. I'll just give it another go here. Whoops, spilled some out. That's all right. Would we care to play an unusual game?
I'm always up for it, yeah.
Which we don't usually play with wine.
Okay.
Because it doesn't happen. But there is a serving suggestion here, which I would argue forms a cocktail.
Okay.
So knowing this taste...
So you want us to make a cocktail with
this? Yes, I'm curious what you would pair this with in the liquor world.
See, I think if you added this into... like an espresso martini, that would be something.
Holy shit.
That's an interesting choice.
But I don't like espresso, so I'm gonna put like ginger with it. So like either like a ginger beer, and then maybe like with lime as well.
Remarkable.
Okay.
And then maybe scotch.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's just to kind of get like that warm flavor, because ginger is also very warm and scotch is also, yeah, I think, because, and then serve it over ice with lime.
Okay, so far you're winning, Zane.
Oh.
Well, I've got
first
two
go.
Answers.
All right, Harry, you go.
I have a bit of an advantage here, I will admit. Because the way I put myself through uni is working two nights a week in a cocktail bar.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Are there genuinely any cocktails with mead in it?
Not that I've used. There's a number of things you could do with a wine substitute, but what I would do with these flavors is I would add an overproof liqueur, set the whole thing on fire, pour it into a different glass, quench it with like something to cut through that, so something lengthened out a bit, maybe even just like purified water, and then flames and cinnamon over the top.
Oh, okay.
Very fancy.
Looks showy too. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. You get, they're called
that's what they pay for.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. You finish the drink, you're like, that'll be $35 plus tip. Money for the show. But no, you can. It's called Blazer Cocktail, so you can get a metal receptacle and another metal receptacle and pour it on fire from one to the other, and you get this beautiful flaming waterfall. It's quite fun.
Oh, I've never seen anything like that.
But okay. You're just burning all the good alcohol.
You burn it just enough that it's drinkable. So
yeah, right.
it takes it down from being like 60% to worthy of holding in your mouth for a bit.
I have no experience at all. So here we go. I think going along the brown liquid theme, a little bit of...
There's a brown liquid theme?
You did ginger beer and something else.
And scotch. That's true, I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair.
I'm thinking whiskey, and like, because it is quite sweet, but whiskey kind of might be able to level it out with the warmth. I just need something to chill it out. Like, I fucking hate tonic water. So maybe a bit of soda in there. And I really liked your suggestion of lime. So I'm gonna. Oh, why don't we spice it up with some? What, is this a strawberry a bad idea?
No,
you can work with.
You can make it fruity.
Actually, just put some Tabasco in it.
Tabasco.
Just go for it.
Do it.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Maybe like a raspberry in there, just to really see if any of this works.
One of the suggestions is to have this served as a sort of after dinner
treat
with cakes and other sweets.
Appetites. Like a little. Port,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
So having it with fruit or having fruit in it would be perfectly fine. Maxwell's themselves have gone very minimalist with this, and they suggest, contrary to traditionally serving it warm to bring out the aromas, they suggest to serve it chilled with dry ginger ale.
Oh,
wow!
And a sprig of mint.
There you go. Oh, mint. Yeah.
Mint instead of lime. That would probably work. Yeah.
Mint and lime.
I think the lime would work very nicely. And certainly having it flaming would be.
You could also do it as like a Pim spritzer, but replace the Pims with
that
flavor. Because all those flavor profiles work together.
So having some soda water for some bubbles in there, I think would liven it up too.
Yeah. Absolutely. So who invented tonic? Throw it in the bin.
I know that one.
Do you actually know?
I actually know, yeah.
Oh, who is it?
Yeah, so I don't tell you specifically. I can tell you why it was invented, though.
Yeah.
It was used in British India to try and prevent malaria.
Really?
Yep.
What, did they just drink
those monsters?
No, they created the gin. So they used to have rations of gin.
Yeah.
And they'd pair it with quinine, the bark from the tree, which is the really bitter element. I think it's the bark. Yeah.
Yeah, quinine is from bark. Yeah.
Thank you, yep. So which is the really bitter element to tonic, and it was meant to be a medication.
And remarkably, and they found everybody who drank gin,
yeah.
just the mosquitoes would just fall off them.
And okay. Now it's used still today as medication.
All right. Yep. Well, that is our wine of the day. Mm. Let's take a break, and we'll come back with our whining segment. Naked Wines gives you direct access to over 57 of Australia and New Zealand's best winemakers. Connecting wine drinkers directly to these award-winning winemakers is better for everyone. Talented, independent winemakers get the support and funding they need to make the best wine they've ever made. The wine drinkers who support them get exclusive access to those wines at wholesale prices, often up to 50% off. Their mission is to change the way the whole wine industry works for the benefit of both wine drinkers and winemakers. Anyone can buy from Naked Wines online shop, but the best value kicks in when you become one of their Angel members. Angels credit their Naked account with a small amount every month to use against their future orders. In return, they get up to 50% off the retail price and exclusive access to the wines you can't buy anywhere else. Free samples with certain purchases and direct contact with the winemakers themselves. And Naked Wines offer no fuss refund for any wines that don't hit the mark. You can't lose. Want to check them out? Use code WINE, WHINE, and password podcast, or go to nakedwines.com.au/wine, WHINE, for a $100 voucher for anywhere on their site. Okay, Harry.
We didn't play the Where Would You Drink That Game, but after hearing the music for that ad, all I can think of is some basement wine bar. Yeah, it's very dark, the exposed brick everywhere, leather sofas around.
For me, it's a ski lodge, lots of timber, varnished timber and animal furs.
Possibly a cigar or two in
there. Yes.
For me, I'm like, it's Christmas, but let's give it 7 months. I've been with a man for 7 months and he's like, come have Christmas with my family somewhere where it snows. And we're in this, you know, family home and it's snowing, and they're the kind of family that has Christmas lights. And they're like, here, have our mead. And someone's, you know, the kids are like playing around and you're like, oh, this is homey. And yeah.
Is that the threshold? Like if you met a guy in June and he invited you for Christmas, you'd just go, oh, sorry, no. If we got together in May, it would have been fine.
Maybe in May, sir.
It's called the 7 month rule.
I don't know. To be fair, it'd really depend on my work schedule. And not at all to do with how I feel about him.
Why did that sound hauntingly familiar?
Yeah.
that's the millennial mantra. Yeah, like, yeah. I have to check with work.
Yeah. Check my Google calendar.
We've had our mead.
Mm.
Now it's time for malicious whining. Harry.
You can't tell on an audio medium. I'm rubbing my hands.
What do you need to get off your chest, buddy?
So let's keep on the theme of cocktails, actually.
Yes.
My first one. This is relatively bartender specific.
Mm. People who order cocktails. Why?
No, I'm a very big proponent of drink what you want to drink.
Oh, cool.
Like, I will support any. If you want a vodka raspberry, I will make you a vodka raspberry. Like, just have what you enjoy.
Don't look at me when you say that, Harry.
I think that might be projection, possibly. No, but what does annoy me is people who don't know what they're ordering and then complain about it.
Oh, my God.
And the classic example is the extra dry martini.
Oh, okay.
Mm. But it's so cool to say. Yeah.
Well, let me give you some knowledge. Let me lay it down. First off, before I go into this, can I swear on this podcast?
Absolutely, yes.
Fuck yeah. All right. No, I was just like, if I'm going to complain about things, I need to know whether that's okay. Extra dry martinis. It is just one of those things. So to have it dry means to cut back on the vermouth in this case, which is confusing because vermouth is a dry ingredient.
I think Winston Churchill famously had had a martini that was so dry that his martini had once had a bottle of vermouth kind of swished around within sight of the martini, and that was it. Yeah.
The classic quote is a bow in an unopened in the direction of France. That was one, and a glance at an unopened bottle of vermouth was another. In my notes, I literally have Churchill. It's really
annoying. He's a very quotable man.
Oh, isn't he just? Yeah. Like, we'll ignore Gallipoli in British India, but like,
if you want to point out the guy's flaws, I mean, sure.
Just like everyone else.
But yeah, so it's basically cutting back. So a martini is three things. It's gin, dilution from ice, and vermouth. So if you're cutting back on the vermouth, it's watered down gin.
Okay.
So like the real amazing like element that brings out the flavor is picking a good vermouth and possibly adding a kick. So if I'm going to do it, I'll add like a little kick of Lillet, which is another fortified aperitif, and it just brings out the flavor. But if you're ordering it extra dry, I'm just going to pour watered down gin in a vodka glass. Like that's
right.
It's very frustrating.
But I wanted delicious things, well, not that.
Well, yeah, exactly. And that's what we get. It's like, why does my gin taste watered? It's like, well, if you had any idea what you asked for.
Yeah.
In Groundhog Day, Rita orders martini sweet vermouth with a twist, right?
That's a good order.
The twist means a little bit of lemon.
The garnish, it,
right? But the sweet vermouth, how does that change the flavour of the martini?
Changes the flavour profile. So you've got two main types of vermouth, sweet vermouth and dry vermouth.
Okay. So you have a dry vermouth, but to make the martini drier, you exclude the...
Is the confusing vermouth. Rule, yes.
Mm. That's bizarre.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it's terminology.
Okay.
Yep, quite
well,
confusing.
It's a little known fact, Andy, that vermouth, while being classed as dry, is actually still a liquid.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, I was confused about that.
So you remove some of the liquid, making it drier.
So dry vermouth will still wet me.
Yeah. Oh. Temporarily.
Depending on how you use it, I guess.
Then it will make you sticky.
Flashback to being 19.
Yeah, that's kind of all I have for that. Oh, like it pertains to so many other drink orders as well.
I mean, well, this is where you get people showing off. This is like, I'm going to get a dry martini shaken, not stirred, because I am a misogynist.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, basically.
With a film franchise, and that makes it better, apparently.
I remember for my mum's birthday a couple of years ago, I had the idea of booking her hotel room, because she was coming down here to see Phil Collins when he was here in concert. Everyone remember that? Phil Collins, my man. And so I was like, let's get drinks down in the hotel bar. And I was trying to be all fancy, and I love Sex and the City. And I was like, I'll try a Cosmopolitan.
Ooh.
And I did, and I was like, this is trash. but at least I had it on me to go, you knew what you were ordering, you just hoped it tasted good. It's like when you go to a movie, you pay for the movie. You don't pay whether it's good or not.
You pay for the chance of perhaps seeing a good movie.
Yeah.
I have so much respect for people who are willing to try something new. Mm. But if you then send it back because it wasn't what you expected, I will be quite shitty.
Yeah.
As a cocktail maker, what is your go-to cocktail of choice?
It depends how wanky I want to look.
Like super wanky. Like
super wanky?
Yeah, you want to be the wankiest person in the room.
I'll order a New York style Sazerac.
What's a Sazerac? Ooh.
If I know it's going to be made well. Sazerac is, the New York style of Sazerac is equal parts cognac and bourbon.
Okay.
Sorry, rye whiskey? American whiskey. With
sounds like someone doesn't know what he's ordering.
Whoa.
Oh, awkward.
This is usually how I order it after I've had like seven. equal parts whiskey and cognac with an absinthe wash and a bunch of lemon oil espresso over it.
Goodness me.
Yeah, wow, that is wanky.
Yeah.
That is super wanky. Yeah.
It nears the pinnacle, in fact.
but it tastes good.
It tastes delicious, I hope, if it's done well. If you like boozy cocktails, which
Okay, what's like... say you're not wanky cocktail, but the one where you're like, it's a winner, everyone loves it.
Old fashioned, every time.
Old, okay. Just an old fashioned.
It's called an old fashioned, yeah.
What's
it's just whiskey and orange, really.
It's right? It's the whiskey equivalent of a martini. It's a twist, it's bitters, it's whiskey and it's dilution.
Okay.
So you pick like an ice whiskey, the bitters brings out the flavor profile, it's diluted to the point where you can drink it and you get a nice orange twist. It's classic, most bartenders' like favorite go-to.
Okay.
Are there any other cocktails apart from a dry martini that when people order, you just know that there's an elevated chance that they're going to come back and say, "Ooh, this isn't what I ordered."
Yeah, not so much isn't what I ordered, but I know the ones that are going to be like, I'm going to have to kick you out in 3 hours.
Okay,
yes. Yeah,
yeah. Long Island iced teas?
Yep.
Oh,
straight off the bat, ABC love shots. Nice.
Yeah. Oh, okay, ABC shots, yeah.
That
one,
that actually, okay, that's another wine point. Yeah. Ordering cocktails with flavors that don't go together.
Yeah.
Long Islands are in there too. It's like, yeah, we'll just add every white liqueur plus Cointreau and that'll make it flavorful somehow.
Perfect, no, right? You put enough lemon and cola in a mix with anything, it's just going to taste like it's lemon fine. Cola.
Yeah.
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 In fact, you know the spit bucket that everybody's using at the other end of the bar? Yeah, just put a little bit of lemon in that.
Ew.
Yeah. A little bit of raspberry cordial. We're on to a winner.
It's industry secret for you. There's a thing called a sailor's shot, which is where you take the bar mat with its accumulated liquid and pour it into a shot glass.
No, really? I've never heard that before.
Dislike that. A sailor's shot.
Yep. I haven't heard that mentioned in a long time. It just came into my head then.
I feel like I'd definitely do it if I was on a night out and someone said, "You fucking won," I'd be like, "Oh, I fucking won."
Now, Gina, is that you?
No. What Zane is referring to is my drunk persona, Alice. I call her a different name because we're not related and she likes to ruin my life.
And we get to blame someone else for all the bad mistakes that Alice made.
Quite, yes. It's a win-lose situation. Yeah.
What's that Homer Simpson quote? Alcohol? No. Family Guy, alcohol, the cause of and solution to all of life's problems. Simpsons, Simpsons. Mm.
Have you ever, because I remember back in my days when I went clubbing twice a year and I was like, that's partying. That's getting out. But like, I feel like there was a point in the night where like there'd be like some guy that went up and was like, yeah, let's get some wet pussy shots. How about that, guys? Who wants a wet pussy shot? And he knew like, does he even like the shot, or he just wants everyone to know that, like, it's, you know what
so,
I mean?
I have a strategy for that one.
Oh, good.
It's where you explain in depth exactly what he ordered.
Yeah, right.
And you go, you know, you just ordered basically like a tiny little Cosmo with very little alcohol content and lots of sweet things. And you explain it in depth in front of all their manly mates.
Yeah, yeah.
And you go, I hope you enjoy this sweet girly drink that you just ordered. And like, you know, as I said, drink what you want, but it's fun to see them emasculated.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's the thing. Like, those were specifically named so that they would be fun to order and easy to make.
Yeah.
They are easy to make.
Fun like, to like order? Cocksucking Cowboys.
Cocksucking, sex on the beach. Yeah.
Oh, there's so many.
Yeah.
Okay, to be fair, sex on the beach is delicious.
I'm not saying it isn't.
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't drink any of them.
I've never heard of a cock-sucking cowboy, though.
Oh, really?
Scotch.
It's no. What?
Scotch and Baileys.
Butterscotch and Baileys.
Oh,
yeah.
That's probably why.
And you layer it, and then if you, because it's got Baileys in it, if you have too many, it.
Oh, yeah.
It's not a good time.
I don't know what you mean. Drinking can only lead to fun times and happiness for everyone.
Mm. And traditionally, the way you drink it is to mouth the shot.
Oh, yeah.
Mouth the shot without. Yeah.
Oh, so it's a
it up
shot.
And then shoot it back. It's
served in a
shot.
Yeah. It's served in a shot glass, man.
I've never done that before. And I just feel like I'd waste a shot because I'd be like,
I haven't thought about this for so long, but I used to quite like jam donuts. Which is again, Bailey's and Chambord. Yep. Yeah.
I'm just having flashbacks to a month ago.
All right, okay. I think we need to cut this here before we all die of like alcohol poisoning.
I'm having flashbacks to something, but I couldn't tell you what.
The body's trying to tell you, but the mind's like, no.
So let's cheer to
emasculated men.
I'll drink to that.
Cocksucking cowboys.
Cocksucking cowboys.
There we go. Thank you very much for joining us, Harry. Do you have anything you want to plug at the moment? This will be out in a couple of weeks.
Creative project-wise, no, I think I'm good at the moment. I'm focusing on academic things at the moment. There might be some articles coming out potentially in the UQ Alumni Magazine. You can look out for those potentially.
I will.
Thank you, Zane. That's nice. It's, yeah, there's various things here and there, but nothing I'm going to like push out at the moment.
Excellent. Well, feel free to come back and bring your spiced wine mead with you.
How much of this have you had?
I'm not hosting this episode, and it just occurred to me that I'm not hosting this episode.
That's all right. You can continue running with it.
Okay. Well, thank you, Andy.
It's a pleasure, Zane.
And thank you, Gina.
Thank you, Zane.
You can find us on all the social medias. Follow us, tell your friends about us, and keep drinking wine, everyone. Go to our sponsors, Good Pear Days and Naked Wines. Links will be in the show notes. And bye.
Bye.
This is Jones and Wolfe, a monthly audio fiction podcast featuring original music. In our first season, we told stories about a heartbroken television collector, a tech entrepreneur in Washington, D.C. who developed an addiction to honesty, and a time traveler who came to our present to reveal the truth about Kim Kardashian. Now, in our second season, we're telling more delightfully dark and strange stories that explore what our relationships with technology might look like in the near future. And what happens when they go a little sideways. Curious to hear more? Check us out at jonesandwolf.buzzsprout.com or search for Jones and Wolf wherever you listen to podcasts. Until then, my ephemeral friends, thanks for listening.
That's Not Canon Productions podcast.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.